Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome back to another episode of The Truth About You, and I'm really excited for this episode. So I've just been going about my average Monday, which is never average because every day of mine is different, which I love because I love the variety of that. And I sat at my desk thinking, okay, got a bit of time. How am I feeling? How do I want to use this time? And out of the corner of my eye, there's my microphone looking at me. And I was like, right, I'm going to record a podcast episode. And so here we are. And I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to look back at all of the different things that I have taught over the years, and I'm going to pick one and I'm going to use that as the basis of an episode. And guess what? The first one I opened was, it was a spiritual awakening and awareness based program called Soul Seeds that I ran, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe four years ago, let's say. And you forget very quickly, don't you? When you live in the present moment, I know I can find that I forget what the things that I've delivered, the things that I have been like poured my heart and soul in previously, delivered and then moved on from. And they just become, they get added to the pot, the foundation of who we are, and become one of the tools in the toolbox that I then use in the things I'm teaching now and in the containers that I'm in now and the one-to-one work that I do now. But it's really beautiful to go back to some of these teachings that I created in a version of me 4 years ago and look at what's still resonating. And I was pleased to say that all of it is. And remember that that's how I taught it. And I just was looking at this first session of Soul Seeds, as it was then, and thinking, that would make a beautiful podcast episode. So here we go. This is an episode all about what it is to be a soul in a body. Now, if you are familiar with me and how I work, you will probably already have heard me say this. I think it's even in the intro for the podcast, although I recorded that so long ago, I can't be certain about that. We're a soul in a body. What does that mean? Well, we have chosen to be here in this lifetime, in this current set of circumstances, to learn and to grow. And so although currently the wider public narrative collectively, we may think is that actually living is all about this skin suit that we live in and this body of ours and what we look like and what we, how we come across and what we own and what we do, and we've come to celebrate and nurture all of the sort of externally obvious things. In fact, it's my belief that we are way, way, way more than all of those things put together. And so I want to talk to you today a bit like a spirituality 101, if you like. And I hope that this is useful. I've not done an episode like this before. I suppose I'll be talking more about the foundations of where I come from in terms of how I view the world, what I've come to connect in with, what I know about life, as in that's know, not think, what I sense, what I feel, what I understand, and to offer, just offer, a share about this, because I know I'm not the only one. There is a growing awareness around spirituality and has been for a number of years, in its broadest sense, that is. and a growing re-remembering and reconnection with some of our most ancient and traditional practices as a human race. And that to me is super exciting. So let's have a think about what I mean in terms of being a soul in a body and life as we know it as humans in a 3D world. So what I'm talking about is our connection to energy. So everything in this world, as we know it, is just energy. It's a collection of atoms that oscillate and vibrate at a certain frequency with a certain structure that gives things its form. We are all actually made of stardust. The foundational functional elements of our physical body come from the Big Bang and from stars. So we're all inherently magical on that basis. We are made of stars, literally. And we are just balls of energy that are structured and presented in a certain way. And this is cool, right? Just like the microphone I'm looking at is energy. It's energy in a particular form that has a hard shape, that has frequencies that carry the sound waves, for example. Sound is just energy. Light is just energy. Money is just energy, even though we give it far more and varied value than that. Everything that we see, feel, hear, touch, taste, sense is energy at a particular frequency with a particular vibration. And I began to tune into this a number of years ago when I had a particularly difficult time personally and started to turn my attention to the quality of my thinking and started to understand that if I was doing the thinking, then there must be a me that was thinking the thoughts. So I cannot be my thoughts. I'm the thing that's thinking my thoughts, the being that's thinking my thoughts. And so as I started to tune into this and started to explore more and learn more and take some mentorship and advice and guidance from others, I discovered that there was much more to life than just my day-to-day thoughts and actions. And that when we tune into and pay attention to this something that's other, this energy, I began to realise how much more is available to us if only we look. I felt this like really strong internal pull, like an inner calling, that I needed to know more about what this is, what else is there. And so this curiosity led to a really strong desire to experience more, to explore the universe, to harness some of these energies that exist both within us and surround us all the time, all of which are part of unity consciousness, all of which are deeply connected in a collective consciousness. And what I'm seeing, in particularly in the last, I would say, 12 to 18 months, and it's definitely going to amplify this year, this calendar year, 2024, is this growing awareness in the collective, in our communities, in our conversations, in our connections, that there is something more at play. Now, there's different ways we can kind of describe this or label it or define it. So we could be talking about the difference between the physical and the non-physical, the seen and the unseen, the soul versus the mind, the cyclical nature of life, as opposed to our very culturally, our very linear approach to life. And then we've got the divine energies, divine feminine energies, divine masculine energies, and a knowing that we all, irrespective of gender and identity, we all have both divine feminine and divine masculine energies within us to varying degrees. So if I was going to try, and I'm not in the business of trying to persuade people that this is what life is, people I have learned will start to develop their own natural curiosity. And if they ask me, well, how do I know? Where do I even begin? I've got this idea or this sense that there's more at play in life than just little old me. One of the things that I might recommend that they start to tune into is just three questions. Perhaps every day is a daily practice. Maybe we'll grab your journal and a pen and record your answers to these three questions. And you can do this now whilst you're listening. If it's safe to, you can close down your eyes and you can just listen to these three questions and see what you notice about the different answers. So first question, how am I feeling in my mind? Second question, how am I feeling in my soul? Third question, how am I feeling in my body? Now, for some people, that's going to be a stretch. So here's an alternative. If you're very, very logical and analytical, you might find it difficult to discern the difference between how you're feeling in your mind versus your soul. So instead, you can ask, how am I feeling in my head? Second question, how am I feeling in my heart? And third question is the same. So how am I feeling in my body? Now, when you, and you won't, I'm not going to leave a massive pause and you do that now. You can do that in your own time. But what you will start to see is that when you ask these three questions as a set on a regular basis, you will get different answers to each one of them. They may be related. They may be resonant with each other. They may not be. But what it starts to show you is that there are some differences between body, mind, and soul. And that's an interesting discovery, isn't it? The fact is this, we're all energy. We're all vibrational beings, and we exist in a vibrational environment. So whatever you call this sort of broader vibration, it might be source energy, the universe, spirit. If you're religious, it may be God. It may be goddess. We might call it the matrix. We might call it the higher power. They all describe this idea that we are connected to the same energy that makes up our own existence as an individual and connects us to every other living thing on the planet, including plants, stones, things that you wouldn't think have their own essence or their own spirit. Our soul is part of and connected to this source energy. And it's my belief and the belief of millions of others that we are a soul in a body who's chosen to incarnate right now. So this source energy incarnates in us in this lifetime for a reason. The reason is always about learning, growing, and expansion. And we have to have this human experience in order for soul to have that learning and that growing and that expansion. And to give you an example of what I mean by this vibrational frequency that we operate at. So we're all, each of us individual humans is operating at a certain frequency, and that changes throughout the day. Other people and other things are also vibrating at a certain frequency. And what I know you'll already have noticed is that other people may appear to be vibrating at a different frequency, and that can actually alter how we end up vibrating, how we end up feeling. So take this as an example. I'm quite sure most of you listening will be able to resonate or pick out somebody in your life who was that drainy friend. Maybe somebody who had who would show up at a social occasion and perhaps be quite negative or need the whole focus and attention to be on them. They might be quite demanding of your time. They might be demanding of your attention. And you may have gone to a social occasion, got backed into a corner with this person, or indeed just met them one-on-one, and you will leave that meeting feeling quite spent, feeling quite exhausted. That person is vibrating at a lower frequency than you in that moment. Because of that difference, that differential in frequencies, in vibrations, there's been a transfer of energy, right? Compare that with those friends or those people who you are aware of who are super high vibe, everything's positive, they're really bouncy, they bring the life and soul to the party. You get around them in contrast and you feel great. Your vibrational frequency has up-leveled and matched to theirs. And this is how we are interacting with every other living thing. That's why in nature, for example, we feel good because nature is full of high vibration, high frequency energy. So many of us will find ourselves drawn towards nature when we need a bit of a boost. What I'm talking about is the non-physical, the unseen. We can't grasp this stuff. We can't. Once upon a time, we couldn't even measure it, although studies are now showing that we can measure it. But there is a knowing within you already that that exists. You can identify those people in your life who are energy sucks, energy vampires, versus energy raisers or vibration raisers. You feel great around some people, you feel less good around other people. That is simply a difference in vibrational frequency. And it's something to take notice of because like attracts like. So whatever frequency you're vibrating at, you'll attract the same frequency back. This is basic law of attraction stuff, right? So if you follow the law of attraction, if you've read The Secret and any of those kind of books or seen it on the TV, you'll get this concept. And it's important for us to know that because then we get to make some conscious choices about it. When we start to understand and develop our use of connecting to tools that get to amplify our vibrational frequency, we get to support how we end up feeling. And that's really cool. High vibe generally feels like an abundant mindset, an abundant state. Things feel easy, they flow, it's graceful, you have clarity, you feel spaciousness. You might be in your most creative when you're vibrating at a high frequency. You'll be feeling pretty bloody good. In contrast, low vibration, low frequency feels heavy, perhaps sometimes hopeless and despairing. And so when we start to look at the kinds of tools that work for each of us, in terms of raising our energetic vibration, becomes a massively important part of our toolkit in terms of well-being as a whole. The other thing I want to mention is that within each of us, we have these different parts. So hence those three questions. How am I feeling in my mind? How am I feeling in my body? How am I feeling in my soul? We have a soul self. We have an ego self. And we have our spirit, which is like a higher self. Soul self is our ancient self. So our souls have been here through many lifetimes and will probably be back again in many other lifetimes to continue this learning and this growing and this expanding. The great news is our soul carries with it wisdom and gifts from all of our previous lives and experiences. And perhaps the downside is that we can also bring with us ancient woundings, intergenerational trauma. And it might just be that you've come along in this particular incarnation at this particular time in human evolution to start to heal some of that wounding. Our souls can heal and expand and learn and grow through millions of different experiences. And each experience that we have as a human is an opportunity to learn and to grow and to heal. And I think that's beautiful. And then we've got this ego self, right? So this is like our current human self. Ego is a mind construct, right? Ego tends to think that we are completely separate to everything else. Ego is there for a purpose. Our ego, we should be befriending. Our ego is there to protect us. Our ego is just quite often pretty misguided. Ego thinking is about survival and safety. And so ego thinking isn't particularly expansive. Soul knowing is only expansive. So you can probably already start to see some of the differences. If we're operating from ego just from our mind, we're going to be inherently limited. If we invite soul to step forward and take the lead, we're operating from a far more expansive field of possibility. And then we've got our higher self. So this is like our highest version of who we came here to be. Deeply connected to universal energy, source energy. The part of us that knows we are whole already, we are enough already, that is ultimately wise. And if we can tap into that part of us, can really guide us through this game called life. The bottom line is this: you're an expression of source energy. You are an expression of universal energy. If we can get our soul and our ego and our higher self to work together, that's going to bring us the most peaceful, joyful, and connected living, connected life. When we deny the existence of our higher self, it results in us looking outside of ourselves for validation. That's when we might get a little bit too attached to the material things, to what other people think of us. Same with ego-driven living. We look for other people to tell us we're okay, or for external accolades and certificates and achievements and money to validate our worth. However, if we are connected at soul level, if we learn the language of our soul, which I'll talk about in a minute, we don't need that external validation to be happy, because we already know we are. Expansion is our natural state. And it's when we resist that expansion, when we keep ourselves small, when we limit ourselves, when we live in self-doubt, when we act only from fear, we're actually just resisting who we are. And it's not real. It's all an illusion. It's made up in your head. It's thinking based, not knowing based. We only have to look at nature to show us this, right? When we look for the power of the universe, when we look for this energetic other, this collective energetic being, we will find it. We see it in nature all the time. Take the seasons, the winds, the moon that moves the water, which creates the tides, the cyclical divinity in action. Everything happens in that cyclical spiral for a reason. That's what produces our spring, summer, autumn, winter. Coincidence, Einstein said, was God's way of staying anonymous. Now, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine intervention. And so you will already know and be able to probably tell a story about coincidence. Not coincidence. By design, I would invite you to start to think. Things that you might have thought of as coincidence is actually just the universe working its magic to support your greatest, highest good. There is a bigger plan at play in life than just you and your brain and your body. And while some people would find that terrifying, and I hear you, I find it incredibly liberating and a massive relief, because it means I don't have to control absolutely everything. Now, one of the ways that we can best connect at soul level is to learn to liaise and interact with our intuition. Intuition is our soul's language, or one of the ways in which our soul communicates. So I'm sure you, as you're listening, you can probably call to mind a time when you had a feeling about something that turned out to be right. My intuition, now I've spent time really tuning into it and working with it and acting from it, which is the important bit, is off the scale. So just today, I had a message from someone that I'd been thinking about this morning, never quite got around to messaging them, and there they are in my inbox. No such thing as coincidence. That is connection at an energetic level. We can't see it. We can't prove it, even though our ego mind would love us to be able to prove it because it likes evidence for everything, like logical, analytical evidence for everything. We're not going to get that with intuition unless we start to learn to act on it and get that confirmation for ourselves. So if you want to connect more at soul level, and if you're curious about this kind of stuff, as well as asking those three questions over a period of time and being curious about your different answers, how am I feeling in my mind? How am I feeling in my soul? How am I feeling in my body? As well as answering those three questions, you can also start to pay attention to your intuition. Now, intuition is just a knowing. Comes out of nowhere, arrives out of nowhere. It's not a thinking-based, not a head-based energy. It's a sensing energy. Usually has no logical reason to be there, no explainable reason to be there that can be tracked and evidenced. It just seems to pop in. That's intuition. And many of you will know and be able to recall intuitive moments where you did or didn't act, and what happened as a result. So we're a soul in a body. When we start to connect to this idea that everything is energy, that we're energy, that we vibrate at a certain frequency, and we feel great if we're vibrating at a high frequency and not so great if we're vibrating at a low frequency. When we understand that those that we're around also vibrate at a particular frequency, and that can be great for us or not so great for us. When we start to tap into what our soul has to say to us, we naturally open up the whole field of possibility in front of us. Our mind cannot possibly comprehend what our soul has access to. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. Give you all my love and invite you, if you're curious about this, drop into my DMs on Instagram. I love having conversations about this stuff and helping you to learn to tune into your intuition, to start to live more from soul, and to start to let go of our really erroneous attachment to materials as being the only way to validate our existence. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.